the book Divine Aspiration by His Divine Grace Sri Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Introduction. The talks from which this book was made were recorded between 1981 and 1987 at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat in Sri Nabadeep Dham, West Bengal. The reader will quickly discover that he's hearing from a highly spiritually realized soul about a subject which seems beyond the compass of everyday matters, but yet which is of quintessential importance to every living being in the human form. For those fortunate souls exclusively interested in the dedicated aspiration for Krishna consciousness, Srila B.R. Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj was and is an undisputed king, the emperor of sannyasi kings. He was sought out by many, both for his unique representation of the science of Krishna consciousness and the uplifting effect of his personal association. In him, these two were synonymous. Several books extracted from the many hours of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's recorded informal talks have already been presented to the public. This Divine Aspiration continues the series. Perhaps, however, the subject matter selected here addresses the more practical concerns of the spiritual aspirant. For example, the chapter Worship of the Pure Heart, as well as focusing on the progressive awakening of his inner consciousness through the process of selection and elimination, a favorite essential theme of his divine grace. See the chapter Gradations of Theism. Man's needs are essentially simple, but his desires are complex. It is in these desires that he becomes entangled and loses sight of his life's true purpose. The adage of saints and sages of all traditions has always been simple living and high thinking. This has never shown itself to be more true than in the present day of global uncertainty. Surrounded as man is by his self-created ghosts of pollution, war, epidemic, and so on, in these talks we are reminded again by a great spiritual master that the solution lies not in any partial attempt, whether social, economic, religious, or otherwise, but in nothing less than re-establishing our relationship with the Supreme Being Himself. If this appears beyond the reach of most of us, then His Divine Grace also assures us that we can receive the most substantial guidance in our attempt through an affectionate, serving association with a living saint who has already travelled this path. For the dedicated followers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, such an opportunity has mercifully been provided in the form of His Divine Grace's beloved disciple and appointed successor acharya, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Deva Goswami Maharaj, who is travelling the globe tirelessly, enlightening and nourishing devotees and spiritual seekers with his affectionate association. To him, this book is respectfully dedicated. This attempt would not have been possible without the help of many good friends and helpers. I would like to express my appreciation to those who assisted me through its various stages, especially Sriman Mahananda Prabhu, Mohita Krishna Prabhu, Munindra Mohan Prabhu, Sham Sundar Prabhu, Krishna Kanta Devi, Ananda Tirtha Prabhu, and Brajabaneshwari Devi, Vinod Bihari Prabhu, and Deva Swarup Prabhu. Finally, I would ask the kind reader to forgive any mistakes herein, which are probably my own. Hare Krishna, B.S. Tridandi Swami, 9 Damodar, 30th of October 2002. Appearance of Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj, appearance of Srila Birchandra Prabhu, and disappearance of Sripad Shakicharan Das Babaji Maharaj.